The pressure to curate an ideal online self is real. Many people feel we need to be polished, professional, and strategically relatable rather than just being real. We keep ourselves stuck in a loop of safe posting.
Authenticity online, guys, it's going to equal less stress, more connection, and better content. It's important because it's going to improve your freaking mental health.
Hello, friend, and welcome. I'm Tammy Enfield, brand strategist, marketing expert, and creator of the Candid Content Framework. Through conversations with creators just like you and sharing stories from brands and thought leaders, we'll harness the power of authenticity and give you the confidence to create content that empowers you and your audience. If you're ready to build a kinder, more empathetic world, then you're in the right place. Welcome to the Candid Content Revolution.
Friends, you're here for another solo episode, or maybe we should start calling it Tammy Unfiltered. Tammy Unhinged was something someone recommended, but I don't know if unhinged is exactly what I want to do. Unfiltered is okay. I always get the feedback that sometimes I lack one. I lack a filter. Specifically, when something enters my brain, it does not get filtered before it exits my mouth. So I usually say what I think, but it's interesting because I want to talk to you today about why authenticity is so important. The whole goal of this podcast is to show people how powerful authentic content can be, or just, you know, content in general. And I've been researching this in terms of what it does for mental health and what it does for physical health and just all the ways in which authenticity can improve our lives. And one of the things that people might be experiencing when creating content, or one of the ways in which showing up as a filtered version of ourselves can affect us, is that you might be causing yourself more stress than if you were to remove the filters. And I think a lot of people assume the opposite. I think a lot of people assume that it's more, or it feels more uncomfortable, or it's more stressful to show up as ourselves versus showing up how we think, you know, showing up in ways that we think people will accept us, right? In my experience and in researching this, showing up as your true self online removes the stress of maintaining a persona that doesn't feel like you, right? And we talked a little bit about this in a previous episode when I was talking about pivot stories. Showing up authentically is definitely going to cause less internal conflict. In today's divided culture, we need more authentic voices, don't you think? Like, we've got people on both sides of this divide, the left and the right, the red and the blue, all the things, all the beliefs. If we could have more authentic voices, they'd be showing up with aligned values. And instead of yelling at everyone about what they should believe or why they're wrong, they might show up with some data and why it's important to think a certain way, or why some of these issues. I often tell my clients that we need to sell the why, right? And then we provide the how. People pay us for the how, but we sell the why. Authenticity allows you to act on what you want to do and not what you should do. And I think online right now, a lot of us are acting in a way in which we think we should, which is not showing up, advocating for what we believe in, or sharing personal experiences that might help educate people on some of these issues. Have you ever typed out a post or hesitated and then deleted it because it didn't sound right? Wasn't on brand, or maybe it was too bold. You know, I interviewed Jamie Tates a few episodes ago, and she made the comment that if you come up with something that you really feel passionate about, you need to give yourself a few minutes or days or however long you might need to sit on it for a minute. It's kind of like shooting off an email when you're mad at your team before you've had time to process why you're upset. I talk about like your digital reflection or a digital signature a lot. The energy of your posts are reflected through social media, I think. And especially if you're using your voice, literal voice on podcasts or not, the inflections can definitely make listeners feel either polarized or brought into a conversation. But I've worked with so many people that say that their social media content doesn't feel like them and they can't pinpoint why.
And maybe some of them have hired marketing agencies, and those marketing agencies went and developed content pillars based on thought leadership and are educating people about a specific topic that you're an expert about. But being an expert and about a specific topic, thought leadership means nothing with ChatGPT without personal experiences. It's the personal experiences that is going to set apart not only you as an expert, as an authority on something, but also it's what sets apart authentic content from not authentic content, right? ChatGPT does not have all of my personal or professional experiences and stories and all the things that, you know, over a decade or two decades, however long I've been in this work, brings to my strategies. The pressure to curate an ideal online self is real, right? Many, many people feel, especially women leaders, feel we need to be polished, professional, and strategically relatable rather than just being real. I'll admit, I don't love showing up on video without having done my hair or makeup, or if I don't have the right camera angle and we're seeing a couple chins. You know, do I think I need to show up that way to be authentic and vulnerable? No, I think I can still show up with makeup on and in a way that I want to represent myself. But I get that it's difficult to show up in what we call an unfiltered version of yourself. And again, unfiltered is what I mean, not by the camera lens. Like you can put, I don't care if you put filters on your Instagram reels or you smooth out your face in Zoom. I don't care. I think it needs, when I say unfiltered self, I think it needs to be more important with the words you're putting out there, how you're saying what you're saying, why you're saying what you're saying, not how you look when doing so. But I think we have a fear of judgment when we put ourselves out there. You know, we're afraid we're going to be criticized or we're going to lose followers. So we keep ourselves stuck in a loop of safe posting, safe, boring posting. Cancel culture, I know, is real these days. And so many are worried about being canceled based on something polarizing or that they might offend, you know, a big client or family members. You know, I think the fear is real. I get it. But the internal conflict you feel when you read that post and say, oh gosh, that just doesn't feel like me, comes from misalignment. Usually it's a value misalignment. You start questioning your message. You start questioning, why does this not feel like me? And deep down, you know, based on all my work in this, it's a personal values misalignment usually. You know, if I'm working with, let's say, a business coach and they're always posting about loving the grind and, you know, really love owning their own business and how it's so great getting to work with all these people, but deep down they're like burnt out and actually want to go, you know, get a job with a W-2. It's not fun to post that stuff when you know inside it's a lie. And again, it's stressful. Showing up in a misaligned way is stressful, and there's research to prove it, which I'll link an article that I read to support some of this content I'm providing you in the show notes. But, you know, if you've shown up the same way, polished and curated since you started your social media profiles in 2008, it's probably going to feel a little bit uncomfortable to begin showing up more authentically. I think it's a theory, you know, the cognitive dissonance theory, I think was born in like 1957, but it's, you know, studies show that when people who express themselves authentically online feel less psychological distress because of this cognitive dissonance theory. It's also why change in how you show up is going to feel a little bit uncomfortable. There was a study done, it was the social media authenticity study in 2024, analyzed over 10,000 Facebook users, and found those who posted more authentic content reported higher life satisfaction and lower stress levels. Like, who knew we could be contributing to our own stress by posting what we thought other people should or want to hear? Like, who knew we were adding to our stress by trying to show up as someone other than ourselves, right? A few of the other studies, I don't know if you're here for marketing, you know, LinkedIn studies have found that personal authentic posts get 3 times higher engagement. And I would guess that's probably higher now. That was a study from 2023. LinkedIn, the personal posts are killing it. And then if you are a leader and looking for authenticity in leadership, 82% of employees believe it's important to be seen as their full selves at work, but only 45% feel that they can. Same principle applies to personal branding online. This was a research done in 2021. All of this to say that posting authentically is going to free you up. And as we doom scroll currently through our social media feeds, I want to feel a bit better. I don't know about you guys. I want to feel a bit better. And if that means I need to show up online as I do in my home or, you know, around the coffee table with my friends, there's probably more I could say. I'm sure I'm filtering myself a little bit. I don't want to scare off any clients, either potential or current ones, I guess. Posting authentic content is going to attract the right people. So even if it scares off a few, that's okay. You'll attract the right people when you post with your real voice. You'll build the community that actually resonates with you. Content creation is going to get a heck of a lot easier. I promise. Okay, so some actionable takeaways from today. Identify your content pillars, right? In all my strategies, we talk about content pillars as who you are, what you do, how you do it, and why it works, why it's important. This episode is a really great example of why authenticity is important. It's important because it's going to improve your freaking mental health. Stop over-editing your voice. Write how you speak. A few tips for this one would be maybe if you have the ability to, I encourage people to even just record a voice note. Take that recording and run it through a transcription service like Descript and use part of that. It's your authentic voice for real. Just use the text from it and create some posts from it and got some good authentic content. Using the gut check rule is a good one. Like, always trust your gut, right? But before posting, does this feel like something I'd say in real life? Like, is this something that would actually come out of my mouth? Try to share an unpolished moment. Again, you don't have to show up with no makeup online and crying underneath your desk, but an unpolished moment might be, as one of my clients found out and a previous episode would talk about, posting a photo of her feet when she was sick and talking about what happens in burnout was an unpolished moment for her, but one that hit a lot of people the right way. Authenticity online, guys, it's going to equal less stress, more connection, and better content. So go post something that sounds like you. DM me with the biggest struggle around posting authentically online. I would love to hear your thoughts or maybe something that inspired you. If this podcast helped you, feel free to share it or make sure to subscribe because that's how we're going to get more people hearing this message. And of course, leaving some reviews would be great. Hope you all are having a fabulous week and I'll come by with some more thoughts soon. All right, this was it for Tammy Unfiltered.
Thanks, friend, for listening. My thanks to Brand Out Loud Design for their audio branding and sound design. If you enjoyed the show and want to share it with others, why not leave us a 5-star review? And remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also connect with me on Instagram at Tammy Enfield. And until next time, authentically yours, I'm Tammy, and this is the Candid Content Revolution.